positives, Wayne Hennessy's goalkeeping, outstanding today. Quite a resilient defence for long periods, too long, by not using the ball correctly. A brief moment of recovery which could have allowed us back in the game, which was Benteke's chance just after half time, which he normally puts away, and then the flurry of chances we had, where Petacek had to make three or four very, very good saves to keep the ball out of their net, and that would have, you know, lifted our players, and maybe, I'm not saying we might have won from there, we might not have done, but so those moments were something of a positive. The downside was, particularly the first half, was our lack of use of the ball that we had, and we had really good possession of the ball, and kept passing it to the opposition instead of passing it to one of our own shirts, none more so than the example of the first goal they scored, because we were having one of our rare attacks in the first half, and in a really, really good position, and gave a simple ball away to Arsenal, who went down the other end and punished us severely, sadly. But it, in saying that, it was an outstanding finish. I mean, it was really, really was, you know, a world-class goal, that one, on his technique. But we could have avoided that, and instead of us shooting at goal at Arsenal, we ended up picking the ball out the back of our net. And that's what happens when you play Arsenal, for me, and you make those sorts of mistakes. They punish you severely, and they certainly did that at that time.
So how are you going to make changes so it doesn't happen again on Tuesday against Swansea?
Well, by telling the players they have to do better in possession of the ball, which they did in the second half. And, of course, the pressure is on us far greater than the pressure was on us today playing Arsenal. Because the pressure on us on Tuesday means that we have to be big enough and man enough to handle the pressure, because it's about us going and winning at our own ground. And, of course, that pressure, you know, has to be dealt with by the players so they can use that pressure to give their best performance. And we need a top performance to make sure we do what everybody expects us to do now. Swansea are leaking goals. They've lost four on the trot. We must make sure it's five. And we can only do that by being very, very professional on Tuesday night and using our brain as much as our ability not to mess it up.
Yes, I don't think the 5-4 would happen under your watch, would it? Down at the Liberty, not the game I saw anyway.
I wouldn't have thought so, no. But, you know, one never knows on a bizarre game sometimes. Sometimes there's other forces in life where you can't control them. And some of the goals I saw going then for both teams were so unusual and so bizarre that you can see the odd goal like that normally, but to have seen so many on the day. But, you know, it's about winning on Tuesday night for us. You know, it's very, very important. It won't be the end of the world if we don't, but we've got to try all our best too, and it'll settle everybody down, make everybody feel better. It'll be an hard task, be an hard job, because we're not the most confident of teams at the moment. You know, the lads have had a long run of not getting the results that they felt they may have deserved, or they think they should have got, but they didn't get them. So, you know, they're not overblessed with confidence that we have to try and build.
In terms of Wilfried Zaha, I thought he played well today. You're going to miss him, aren't you?
We think so, yeah. I think it's not. I don't think it's absolutely certain or nailed on yet, but he obviously wants to go. But it means that somebody has to step up out of the squad and make sure we don't miss him that much, really. And, you know, I think, we've got Lorik Remy coming back. We've got Chung Yung Lee, who's OK. We've got Andros Townsend, who, you know, hopefully will, you know, show us more about what he used to be. I think he did more in the second half, certainly with a couple of really good crosses. But, you know, we have to make sure we don't miss Wilfried too much. And for me, it's still about sorting the defence out, about getting clean sheets and making sure we build from that solid base. The quicker we do that, the quicker we'll get out of trouble.
Funny from me to that end, the blueprint on how to do a January transfer window is what you did 12 months ago at Sunderland. So there are players that you might want to go and get in the next month or so?
There's always players you want to go and get. But January is a very difficult window, as you know. At Sunderland, we did exceptionally well with the four players we brought in, because all of them made a massive contribution. I think it highly unlikely I'll be as good to repeat that, but if I am, be a bit more of a, it'd be a stroke of genius pulled with a magic wand, I think. But if we can get two who do a job and make the team better, I think we need to strengthen the defence a little bit, me, and then see what players are available that I consider, or we consider as a club, better than what we already have. Because, like I said, it's, you know, everybody says we're a good team, but at the moment, with the results the way they are, we haven't shown to be a consistently good team often enough, and I think that has, like I said, dented the confidence of the players a bit. New players can have a really good effect on the team and the squad, when this, as long as they're better than what you've got. You know, people say you bring players in, it upsets the squad. It doesn't, actually lift them. Certainly lifted them at Sunderland. You know, the player saw better players coming in, they've got better, and hopefully we might be able to achieve that.